In the Gospel for today, we hear of a certain officer who came to the Lord in order to ask for the healing of his son. In fact, the son was dying, and the father came to implore the Lord to go to his house and to heal the boy. But you know, my brethren, the power of the Lord is not limited to a place. Christ didn't need to go to the house of that man in order to perform the miracle. One word from him is enough. So the Lord said, "Go, your son is healed." And the officer believed in the word of Christ, and he went back home. And when he was in his way, his servants came to tell him that his son was healed. And the officer then asked his servants, "At what time my son got better?" And they answered, "It was at the seventh hour." And the father knew that it was exactly at that time that the Lord told him, "Your son is healed." And he believed in the Lord, he and his entire family. You see, my brethren, that man was looking for the healing of his son. And at the end, he found much more than that. He found eternal salvation in Christ for himself and for his family. And I would like to call your attention today to the start point, to the beginning of this beautiful story. What did make that man to look for Christ? What did bring him to the feet of the Lord? My brethren, it was the sickness of his son. For someone looking superficially, that sickness seemed like a bad thing, perhaps a punishment from God. But in fact, if we look closely with the eyes of our faith, we will see that the sickness of that boy was really a blessing, for the entire family. Imagine for a moment that there had been no sickness. So there would be no looking for the Lord. So there would be no salvation. The truth is that people easily forget the Lord in times of prosperity. When things are going well, people may be led to think they don't need God. So we see how merciful God is when He allows temporal afflictions to befall us. He is reminding us that we need Him. In fact, through the difficulties of this life, God is calling us to draw closer to Him. So, my brethren, allow me, please, to share with you something from the life of my late mother. May her soul rest in peace. My mother was for a long time away from God and from the church. Perhaps things were going too well for her, so she didn't need to reach out for God. Until that day, when she found out that she had cancer. Then she started praying. She was looking for the healing of her body. But you can imagine that she got much more than that. She found salvation for her soul. I used to tell her that her cancer, who seemed to be so destructive, was in fact one of the greatest blessings she received in her life. I know, it seems that I'm speaking nonsense to you, but that cancer was really a huge blessing for my mother. And why? Because it made her look for God and to find Him. Perhaps if she had not had that sickness, she would not have turned to the Lord. So blessed be what made her look for God. In this way, my brethren, sickness, poverty, the loss of someone we love, the traumas we may have gone through, and even the weaknesses we carry within us. In all these sufferings, my brethren, God is calling us to draw closer to Him. So we should learn to look at our sufferings, at our afflictions, in a different way, with the eyes of our faith. Let's see things the way they really are. And our sufferings are the mystery of the cross of Christ, present in our lives. The mystery of the cross present in our lives. And this mystery comes to us in order to lead us to salvation. But as we see in the crucifixion of the Lord, we see that there are two possible reactions to the cross. Remember, there were two robbers who were crucified with the Lord, one at His right and one at His left. Each one of these two men had his own cross to suffer. The one at the right accepted the cross in faith, with hope, with love for our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the midst of all that suffering, he found salvation. But the one at the left refused to accept his cross. And in his suffering, he turned away from the Savior. And because of that, he could not find salvation. So you see, the same mystery of the cross, the same mystery of suffering, but it leads some to heaven and some to hell. Everything depends on the way we carry the cross. We all have to bear the weight of sufferings. But when faced with sufferings, what do we do? Do we run to God or we run away from Him? Do we turn to the Lord or we turn away from Him? Even if we don't fully grasp the reasons why we suffer, my brethren, let us trust in the goodness of the Lord. Let us understand that in all our sufferings, God is calling us to turn to Him in order to find strength, to find consolation, to find a place of refuge. So sufferings can be real blessings if they draw us closer to the Lord. So my brethren, I tell you, don't waste your sufferings anymore. If you have anything to suffer, as we all do, make the resolution to suffer it in union with the Lord, like the good thief, with an increased faith, with hope, and with love. Especially when your cross hurts the most, run towards God, and let Him take care of you. So let your sufferings make you run towards the Lord. And let Him take care of you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.